This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 484, up 3 on the open. September, 493.5, up a half. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 493.5, up 2.5 on the open. September, 506.5, up 2.25. December, 519, up 2.5 on the open. July corn opened at 367.5, up 2.75 on the open. September, 369.5, up 1.75. December, 369, up 1.5. March, 381.75, up 2.75. July, 394.5, up 2 on the open. July soybeans opened at 794.5, down 3 on the open. August, 801.5, down 3.75. September, 808.5, down 4. November, 823.5, down 3.25. January, 832.5, down 3. March, 838.5, down 2.5. May, 841.5, down 3.5. July, 850.5, down 3.75 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 213.50, down 90 on the open. August, 216, up 10. July soybean oil opened at 35.08, down 10 on the open. August, 35.30, down 12. At the Merck, August feeders opened at 111.45, down 10 on the open. September, 111, down 15. October, 110.30, down 7.5. November, 109.72.5, down 27.5 on the open. June live cattle opened at 90.90, down 10 on the open. August, 91.45, up 2.5. October, 94.90, down 22.5. December, 95.40, down 22.5 on the open. June lean hogs opened at 74.70, down 22.5 on the open. July, 73.80, down 12.5. August, 73.30, down 22.5. October, 65.87.5 unchanged. And July bellies opened at 101.80, down 27.5 on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Taking a look at current prices, we see that in the trade, July wheat trading anywhere from down 3 to up 4.5, corn trading anywhere from up 2.75 to up 5, beans trading anywhere from up 1/2 to up 2 at the moment. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we take a look at crop progress from yesterday afternoon, Paul, Illinois. 81% good to excellent, despite the charts that show in the eastern corn belt that moisture is needed. What do we make of all this?
Well, you know, we were flabbergasted the week before that the percent of good to excellence was high as it was. The problem with looking at crop ratings is it does absolutely no correlation with what the USDA uses to establish their yield. It's only an indicator, and that's only why it should be used. It does show, though, that the crop does look great, and belt-wide, 78%. The private weather people are even calling for rain in the Delta in the southeast. It's not going to be a meaningful rain, you know, inch and a half, but there is rain in the forecast. I think the big thing that happened was that some of the forecasters were looking at a 588 height line, which indicates warmer, drier temperatures, you know, in the 8 to 10 day area. And, of course, that means warmer conditions. So I think that's where some of the market strength is getting some of its attention from.
Meanwhile, if you look at technical charts, we see 363, the July base is holding nicely, and in fact, off of the opening lowers, we're higher at the moment.
Yeah, we still aren't above the 40-day moving average yet, but the trend is down, and by the way, the trend is up in soybeans, and the trend is up in wheat. The market in the corn market is suffering from the crop ratings, suffering from the general perception that the farmers planted a lot of corn, and exports seem to be coming back, but not booming. And at the present time, we are seeing basis levels improve. The market, I think, will be interesting to see if the market can hold its strength in here, Dave. My general impression is I think that with the strength in all three commodities, it'll be a pretty strong market today.
So does 63 then hold for the week, do you think?
I wouldn't be a bit surprised if it doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Turn your attention to the soybeans. You said the trend is up, and certainly it is, although the last session or two, we did see it go down, went down significantly. Yesterday was down overnight as well. And there are beginnings of thinkings that maybe a double top forming here, although at the moment the Julys are up four.
The bean market is excellent. Overnight we did see the story with China basically putting a tax on their equity stock market trading. And as a result of that, that did have an effect on the Malaysian palm oil and their soybean market. But the big factor here is that we do have to grow bean acres in the future. And with the profitability and industrial use in corn, it's going to be very difficult for that to happen. But in the meantime, the soybean market seems to me very stable. The dryness in the southeast and south also helps stabilize the soybean market. And with the reduced corn bean acreage in the state of Illinois, that also augurs well for strong soybean prices.
So if Novi's close above 843, are you in the camp that we would rush up to $9 fairly quick? Because historically you don't stay in the upper eights that long.
Yeah. You know, the problem with historic, you know, back in the good old days when we all made a ton of money when the Russians came to town, we always said it was a fast trip from $8 to $9. This time it seems like it's a little more stability, and my hunch is twofold here. I think the farmer that's holding old crop beans wants $8, and I think the farmer that's growing new crop beans wants a $9 bill. So I think that those are objectives that we'll see and resistance levels, and as a result of that, I think those are kind of goals for the market to be watching. I don't know if it's a necessary breakout unless it's something driven, for example, weather.
You talked about the trend in wheat being up. A week ago you were covering the screen up with tape. So what has changed here?
Well, a couple things in the wheat area. The one thing is we do have some world wheat problems. We do see a wheat plant in the soft red winter wheat fields in the state of Illinois that's extremely short. And truthfully, I haven't been out and examined any of the wheat kernels yet, but what I see is stands horrible. And just a lackluster-looking crop. The big factor here is that we have had a lot of flooding in the West, and we don't have a real worldwide bin-buster crop. And as a result of that, the wheat isn't as an uptrend. The reason it's awfully hard to trade wheat here is that export demand doesn't seem to be good to excellent at this time, and it's a tough commodity to trade, and therefore, unless you do follow something like technicals or something like that, it's an awful hard commodity to trade.
Thank you, Paul.
Have a profitable day, Dave.
You too. Paul Bye. Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Looking at Mike Sola's Tuesday forecast today, he says in western Illinois, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a few thunderstorms. Elsewhere, partly sunny with a few isolated thunderstorms developing this afternoon. Highs from 80 to 92. Tonight, in central and southern Indiana, partly to mostly cloudy. Elsewhere, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a few thunderstorms. Most numerous in western Illinois. Lows of 61 to 70 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with widely scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs from 75 to 90 degrees. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. The time now is 10 o'clock Central Time.